Good evening. I welcome you to the public program of the Apparatus of Racism. The post-racial is the most racial. With this sentence, David Goldberg describes our present situation in his book, Are We All Post-Racial Yet? He substantiates this claim by referring to the killings of Trayvon Martin in Florida, Michael Brown in Missouri, and Eric Garner in New York, and by making references to the connected resurgence of anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and anti-immigration sentiments all over Europe. He then goes on to analyze the ways in which racism is still built into the institutions and structures of our societies. In fact, he shows that racism is constantly transforming and expressing itself in new forms. David Goldberg is a member of the International Board of the Haus der Kultur in der Welt and formulates a position here which is equally shared by us. The grappling with and the fight against racism is inscribed in this institution from its very beginning. Shortly after its opening in 1989, there were the outbursts of violence against foreign workers and refugees in Hoyerswerda, Mölln, Solingen, and other places. From the perspective of the Haus der Kultur in der Welt, dealing with exclusions and racisms in a global perspective, it became clear that especially in Germany, racism was and still is a taboo theme, confined to racism during the Nazi era. German society has been in dispute, but also in denial about this racist past for years, even decades, and some Germans even hoped that the memory of this excess of racism would now be over in the post-1989 Germany, at a time where less and less people of the Holocaust generation are still alive. For the Haus der Kultur in der Welt, however, it was more important even to open this national box, and it did so by freeing German history out of its national container and relating it to international histories. One of the milestone projects in this regard was the Black Atlantic Project by Paul Gilroy in 2003. In this endeavor to recontextualize German history in broader contexts, it became clear that there was not just an internal colonization process of the Nazis within Germany and Europe against Jews and Gypsies, but that the ideology behind this genocide was directly linked to racism against other societies and communities as well, against all kinds of people of color and people under different ethnic framings. The racist strategy behind this has always been to deny people excluded from one's own presumed race the same human status, the same rights, the same opportunities, up to the point of denying the right to live and to make it legal to kill people. As an institution for the arts and cultures, the Haus der Kultur in der Welt does not take an activist position in the narrow sense, intervening directly in political and social struggles. Rather, it defines itself as a place for imagining counterworlds, in this case to racist relationships between people, communities, and societies. The objective is both to open up a space to develop new imaginaries, new worldviews, but also to provide society a place for the investigation and examination of social conflicts within this society. Places like this are necessary. As the NSU case proves, racist ideologies are built into the mindset and emotional setups of the main protagonists and institutions to such an extent that only independent counterforums can provide the space for civil actors to re-examine realities and to rebuild society. Both aspects, the imaginary one and the examining one, ask for cooperations with artists and political and social activists. Last but not least, with engaged journalists and academia. For the dynamic between the imaginary and the knowledge production on the one hand, and the translation into social action and practices on the other hand, it is crucial to work with all these groups and individuals together. In the light of these few words, I am very grateful to the coalition who prepares this People's Tribunal unraveling the NSU complex, that this event, the apparatus of racism, takes place at the HKW. A title, by the way, we have been inspired to by the work of Mark Tergesides. My special thanks go to Nana Heidenreich, Asia Gulich, Fritz Weber, Natasha Sadre Haginian, who together with my colleagues Ansem Fange and Cordula Hamschmidt and the HKW team organized and conceptualized the preparatory workshop and the public program, The Apparatus of Racism. Thanks also to the participants of the workshop, some of whom have provided substantial support, and many of them will be part of our two-day program. I would like now to hand over to Asia Gulich. She is a social worker and activist and has been working for the Documenta 14 since 2016 with a main focus on migration and diversity. As one of the very committed organizers of the tribunal, she will introduce us into the background and genealogies of the NSU complex that the tribunal seeks to unravel. Thank you very much.